wonder how many of us here, guests, staff, anybody here, would say, I would like a new empowering in my life. I need a new empowering in my life to be used more. We got two staff members over here, three, and we got a bunch over here and a bunch over here. Now that's a lot of you, most of you. That's what it takes, right? That's what it takes. It takes an empowering. Jesus didn't teach his disciples 3 years and teach them good stories, sermons, let them see a lot of miracles that he did, and then say, okay, guys, go ahead. That's not what he did. He said to them, as Brother Richie read, he said, now, here's what I've got to tell you to do. I'm leaving. Jesus said, I'm going. It's a good thing for you that I go away. Because if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit's not coming. Until I go, he's not coming. Earlier in Matthew 12, he said, I have a baptism to be baptized with. I've got to go through something before, and then after I go through what I've come to do, that is die on the cross, and then raise again, then ascend to heaven, and then the Holy Spirit's going to come. He's going to take over. And he did. The Holy Spirit did come. But before Jesus went, he said to those men, you have to go to that city of Jerusalem and just wait there. They needed a new empowering in their lives because Jesus was going to go and he wasn't going to teach a thing anymore, at least not on earth. He was going to go back to heaven. He wasn't going to heal anybody. He wasn't going to do anything. He wasn't going to represent the kingdom of God here on earth. He was leaving that to these 12 guys that they didn't seem to be able to get it right. But Jesus is entrusting the whole work that he had started with them. He must have had a lot of faith. And he's saying, he said to them, now, before you do anything, before you preach a sermon, before you teach a Sunday school lesson, before you play a musical instrument, before you give your testimony on the street, before you do anything, go to the city of Jerusalem and just wait until you are endued with power from on high. A new anointing, a fresh touch. Now, they had an anointing, you remember. The Holy Spirit had come upon them maybe more than once in that room after his resurrection. Jesus, it says, he breathed on his disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. And then he had sent them out to do some work for him. Two by two he sent them, and they did that work. And maybe there were special commissions for service, and the Lord anointed them and blessed them for that ministry. But this was different. This was very different. I'm leaving, and now what you need is what I've supplied for you, and I've paid the price and opened up the way, and now the Holy Spirit's going to come, and he came. And you remember Peter, who was afraid of his own shadow? Don't have to raise your hand, but I wonder if anybody here is afraid of their own shadow. I know I don't mean when it comes to, you know, yelling around in the lake or and out in a canoe or playing whatever it is, but I mean when it comes to testifying for Jesus, letting your light shine. Maybe you're here tonight and you're afraid of your own shadow. And Peter loved the Lord. There's no doubting he loved the Lord, but he was afraid. And when that woman came to him and said, you must be one of those disciples. I know you. I remember you with him. And he, I don't know who that is. I've never met him before. You must have been. And he denied. You remember how he denied the Lord those three times. And after that cock crew, and he remembered the words that Jesus had spoken unto him, it says he went out and he wept bitterly. He loved Jesus dearly. He loved Jesus dearly. Maybe more than any of us here love Jesus. He would have given his life for Jesus. He tried to when they came to arrest Jesus, pulled out his sword and took a swing, remember? And cut off Malchus's ear, the servant. And he loved Jesus. He would have died for Jesus, but he just couldn't take a stand. As much as he loved Jesus, as much as he wanted to serve Jesus, as much as he wanted to be a blessing and a testimony, he just couldn't do that. And you know, I think there are a lot of people like that. We want to. We really want to. We want to be what he wants us to be every moment of every day. We really want to let him have his way with us, but we can't somehow. We're like Peter was. We're kind of stuck. And we need a new empowering in our lives. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to speak in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. We need to live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. And the Lord wants to do that for serving him, that we might be effective for him, for his kingdom. And I'm thankful that he has not left us comfortless. He has not left us as a bunch of orphans, floundering around. But he has come to us. Jesus, you know, Jesus was leaving and he said, in a little while, you're not going to see me anymore. You're going to see me because I'm going, but I'm not going to leave. And it's kind of an enigma to the disciples, I'm pretty sure. But he, although he left, he really never did leave. But he came to them in a different form. God came to them, not any longer with a physical body in the person of Jesus Christ, but God came to them in spirit form in the person of the Holy Ghost and indwelt them and lived in them and empowered them and gave them the enablement that they needed to walk with him and to please him and to serve him. And that's what it takes. It's not rocket science. It's just scripture. It's just right there in front of us. And to receive, though, our hearts need to be right, first of all. And then there has to be a desire, it seems to me. You have to be obedient to the Lord and do what he tells you. And then desire, want him. Reach out for him. Open your heart to him. I know maybe those expressions are strange to some of us. What does it mean to open our... What do you mean open my heart to him? That's strange. How can I open my heart? How do I open my soul? The windows we sing in a song. I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. How do you open up the windows of your soul? What are they? I got a window here somewhere. Open up my window? But that's just talking about inside of you. Jesus, everything. I need you. I want you. Maybe you could lift your hands. Maybe that's a good way to open up your heart, to open up your soul. Just open up your being. Open up your life to him and say, King of glory, Jesus, I need you. I need to be filled with you. I need your spirit because I need a new empowering in my life. And I, by the show of hands, can see that there are many of us that, yeah, yesterday was good, and that was, but today, afresh, Lord, a fresh anointing. And I can be, I shall be, psalmist writes, I shall be anointed with fresh oil.